But I noticed that a community foundation, a philanthropic foundation, has made available some money to help communities who were affected by natural disaster at the start of last year. And of course, that affects our Harrietville community affected by bushfire back in January, February 2013. Grants of up to $15,000 are available to help communities look at wellbeing projects and boosts to infrastructure. So what could Harrietville do with that kind of cash? John Atkins is the chair of the Harrietville Community Forum Group. Good morning, John.
Good morning, Brom. How are you going?
I'm really well. And how is Harrietville's community tracking after that event last year?
Look, it's a very, as I've said previously, it's a very resilient community, Brom, and it is tracking well. It's taken a lot of self-help action, which I think any community got to do after a natural disaster. And there's a number of projects happening, but no doubt, I mean, there's a number of projects too that need significant funding, which is not going to be obtainable in the current climate from government. And so we're looking for all our sources, from all sources, to see where we can attract funding, particularly for tracks and trails, which is an important area we've identified for the future economic well-being of the town.
So this Foundation for Rural and Regional Renewal, and let's call it FRRR from now on because that's too much of a mouthful,
yep.
But this foundation, this money could potentially be directed into some track and trail work?
It certainly could.
And what would you like to do there?
That we have earmarked for upgrading and for development to both bike and mountain biking and for walking trails around the town. It's an area where the town lacks. We have a lot of great long-distance walks up onto Feathertop and so forth, but our network of local tracks for families and for biking and that sort of thing hasn't been so well developed in the past, and that's an area we've earmarked for future development. We have a couple of bridges that are still got to be built. We have particularly the Bon Accord walking track to Washington Bridge. There's quite a bit of work has to be done there to reinstate that back into its pre-fire condition. And that funding's not going to come, as we can see it in the short term, from government. And the problem is, the longer those tracks remain in that state, if you get another extreme weather event, particularly a rain event, then those tracks deteriorate further.
We're almost upon the start of the ski season again. And, I mean, there's a long way to go, but certainly there won't be oodles of snow up there. And there are those predictions, of course, the modelling, the climate modelling, that we probably need to brace ourselves for a future with significantly less snow. So how important will those tracks and trails be, I guess, for Harrietville in the future, looking at diversifying that tourism income a bit?
Absolutely vital. We have got a funding source at the moment called Victorian Adaptability to Climate Change funding, and we have a significant funding to do some planning through that through Alpine Shire, and part of that identification is how do we as a town build our resilience and our well-being in the future if our snowfields get less and less, and particularly if snow is no longer an economic venture on some of the mountains, which is a possibility further down the track. And I guess the tracks and trails, the mountain biking, those sort of activities become vital to the economic well-being of the community. And rather than seeing our winter as those times as being a time where we can't do anything, in fact, we could build those. If that was to be the outcome with less snow, we can certainly, we see in the future, we can accommodate that through the track and trail network and attracting ecotourism overseas. Mountain biking in many of the big mountains in America have now surpassed the ski.
Is that right?
Skiing income. So there's more money being made out of that area.
Wow.
In the summer than in winter. So it's a trend that we believe we should be building on here.
So that's pretty hopeful, John, isn't it? When you look at that international example, that's quite hopeful.
It is. It's very hopeful, and it's an industry that has grown and particularly, as I say, through Europe and particularly in America. We have a personal friend who works in that area over in America, and this year their summer budget will be bigger than their winter budget. And so that just shows the trend and the appeal for a different level of sport, I guess, that can be developed through the mountains.
John, it's been just a few months since I've been Harrietville Way. How are things actually looking physically across the landscape?
The fires is, I mean, first glance, it's recovered quite well. It's there is still obviously evidence of fire in the alpine areas, but reseeding by Parks Victoria and Deputy of Mount Nash, there's good regrowth starting to occur there. The fire areas, in other areas, you know, you could almost now drive past and not even know that there had been a fire through there. So, yeah, in some areas it wasn't an intense hot fire. In other areas it was, and so there's a degree of variability in that recovery. But, you know, one of the things that we've got to look at in the longer term is if these extreme events continue to occur, what changes they have on environment, how do we minimise or mitigate those events, and how we protect our communities from them.